The state has created a new tool to gather public input on the state of Hawaii's oceans and on the condition of its coastal zones. It's an online tool called the Ocean Resources Management Plan Dashboard, and Program Manager Justine Nihipali hopes it will broaden public access to valuable information about the state of our ocean and give more people the opportunity to weigh in.
The goals for this project actually would be very long-standing. This is a public interface for the Ocean Resources Management Plan, and it provides information to the public and to our stakeholders as well as our decision makers about the implementation of the progress of the plan. Too often, plans get a bad rap for having a lot of work being put into the development of a plan and then sitting on a shelf. And so this dashboard is a way for us to demonstrate actual progress for implementation activities that contribute to furthering the goals of the plan.
Is the dashboard a more effective way to reach the public than the way you folks used to do it?
I'd like to think so, and I really hope so. The dashboard integrates a lot of visual elements, including images and videos, to better demonstrate and have a better public interface than a very text-heavy report than I think people have been typically used to from government agencies. So we're trying to better provide information to folks and then have it be a more digestible platform.
Make it accessible and therefore understandable.
Yeah, rather than combing through an 80-page report of 5 years of work.
Which would, and that 80-page report would likely only be combed through by people who were already kind of subject matter experts and had, had skin in the game, yeah?
If that, I think, sometimes sometimes things don't get read, and, you know, very selectively so. And so I'm hoping that, you know, being able to click through the goals and the measures that are demonstrated on this platform will be a good opportunity for the public to understand what our agencies are doing towards implementation and really where our progress is as well.
What are some of those categories, in which you're gathering public input?
Well, we have 11 management priorities under this plan, and ranges from appropriate coastal development to coastal hazards and watersheds, to name a few. And part of how we're trying to gather public input is in 2018, which is actually this year, we'll be starting the update for the ORMP. And that's where the public will be able to provide us with input for the next iteration of the five-year cycle for this plan.
What do I, as a member of the public, wish that you had put more emphasis on, that kind of thing?
I think that the best way to describe it would be the public can let us know where their priorities are, where they think in their community and for these agencies under this framework of the ORMP, where they think we should focus on to the extent of the agency's capabilities.
Because I'm looking at some of your categories: appropriate coastal development, management of coastal hazards, watershed management, marine resources. These are just some of a great many. So it really does drill down to quite a bit of detail, doesn't it?
It does. And I think what's unique about our plan, or this plan, is that it doesn't only focus on one agency's activities. It really tries to interconnect different agencies and their roles in order to accomplish some of those management priorities that you just mentioned, such as marine resources and watersheds. We know here in the state of Hawaii that, you know, nothing happens in a bubble. Nothing happens in just a silo. Everything is interconnected in terms of how we use our resources, how we develop, and those impacts on the environment. So I think that's what the value of the ORMP is, and it really shows the agencies that are involved and who the lead is and who are the partners that can help support those efforts.
What's at stake for somebody who is, you know, not a daily visitor to the ocean, to the beach, but as, you know, a recreational paddler, kayaker? What's their stake in all this?
I think they can best share their feedback on what their challenges are and what they think the agencies are doing well, and help us to prioritize in our next iteration of the ORMP, starting in 2018, where they want the agencies to focus their priorities.
Whether improving the health of the reef versus, promoting aquaculture. I'm just grabbing a couple of categories off what I see here.
Sure, sure. I think that's a good way of putting it. And then how? I think they're the ones that the users are the ones that are out there more often than some of us, than the agencies. And they can provide recommendations to how we can better interface with the public and where they can provide more information to the agencies as well.
Justine, if you kind of had your druthers about where you would most like to hear from the public in what which of the many subject matter areas, what do you think is maybe most valuable to you folks?
I don't think I can choose, actually. I think people have a wide variety of interests, and we've tried to capture those in the plan, as well as the respective roles and responsibilities of the state agencies that are involved throughout the state. So I don't think I can pick one or the other.
Fair enough.
So I would certainly encourage folks to take a look at the dashboard and look at where they're interested and where they have a perspective that would help us to further the plan, and check out where the agencies are going.
Well, you hit on something, though, Justine, which is that you would find out through this which state agencies pertain to the issue that is of concern to you, right?
Yes. Each of the 84 metrics in our plan is labeled on the dashboard with the agency that has the responsibility in that area. So we are trying to be as transparent as possible and realistic as possible with these metrics about where each agency is going and the progress that's been made over the last 5 years. And where should we go now in the next 5 years? You know, do we continue to focus on this area? And if we're having trouble accomplishing these metrics, then how do we improve upon that? Or is it still a realistic priority after 5 years? Have we made enough progress in that area? Or should we focus on another emerging issue?
Especially when you have all the other priority areas to weigh against it. When you say, is it a priority, you also have gathered in one place all the things to compare it to.
That's correct, yeah.
Justine Nihipali is Program Manager for the Hawaii Coastal Zone Management Program at the State Department of Planning. We have links to the Ocean Resources Management Plan dashboard and the management plan itself posted on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.